Blog Talk Radio.
Little baby came to earth.
This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, December 13th, 2020. Now, I am the woman of God of this assembly. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be here this morning with my beautiful and anointed servant leader family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Edwin Holloway, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Evangelist Kathy Horton, and Minister Tina Brown. We are so glad that you have joined us here on this morning, and we just pray that you will receive a blessing, that you will hear a word, hallelujah, that will equip you to live the more abundant life in Christ. But right now, what we are going to do is we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne just praising you, glorifying you, magnifying you, thanking you, Father God, for yet another opportunity to come out and worship you together in spirit and in truth. We just want to thank you, Father God, that you have brought us through another week. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you have kept us, sustained us, provided for us, woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Clothed in our right minds with a portion of our health and strength. And Lord, we are just so grateful to be able to come out and give you all the honor and the glory and the praise this morning. We just pray for every servant leader here and for every servant leader that listens around the world. We are praying, Lord God, for every listener that is in the sanctuary this morning and for every listener that will be listening around the world. We just praise you, God, hallelujah, that we have the freedom to praise you. So, Father God, we just come lifting up your holy name. Hallelujah. Declaring and decreeing that you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray this and all other things in Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church of God amen. Say amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day.
Of glory,
I play.
pretty thing, isn't it?
Hallelujah. That was Bing Crosby and David Bowie with the little drummer boy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. For those of us that love the Lord, those lyrics mean so much. Thank you, Jesus. And it is now time for us to just have a time of reflection and sitting back and enjoying the Word of God as it is brought to us, none other by our very own Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, who just celebrated a birthday on Friday. And we are just praising God that she is feeling better. She is back on her post. So at this time, would you please give your attention to the mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading will come from the devotional Destined to Reign by Joseph Prince. The powerful lessons from this devotional reads as follows. This morning, we're going to be talking about the gift of no condemnation. We're going to be looking at John 8, verse 11. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Now, when Jesus was on earth, a woman caught in the act of adultery was brought before him by the scribes and Pharisees, the religious mafia of his day. They tried to trap him by posing a question that was difficult to answer. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say? Jesus answered, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." The scribes and Pharisees began to leave one by one, till none of them were left. The people in the crowd who wanted to condemn the woman could not. But Jesus, the only one in the crowd who truly had the power to condemn her, would not. He then asked her, "Woman, has no one condemned you?" He spoke with such words of grace to her because he loved her. Also, by asking her the question, he was giving her a chance to speak words of no condemnation to herself. "No one condemns me, Lord." Jesus not only spoke words of grace to her, he also gave her the gift of no condemnation. "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." It was when she received the gift of no condemnation that she had the power to go and sin no more. Today you have the gift of no condemnation because the Son of God was condemned for all your sins. See Romans 8 and 1. Today, God cannot condemn you when you sin because he is faithful and just to what his Son has done. So if the devil tries to convince you that God is angry with you when you blow it, just say, "God does not condemn me today because he has already condemned Jesus at the cross over 2,000 years ago." Now, unfortunately, we still hear people saying, "Go and sin no more first, then I won't condemn you." Maybe you have been saying this to yourself too, but God says, "I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more." He gives you the gift of condemnation so that you have the strength to go and sin no more. So may the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, you have the gift of no condemnation because the Son of God has condemned for all your, was condemned for all your sins. Amen.
This is my wish. My wish for the world, that peace would find its way to every boy and girl. This is the time for harmony. Let love be the song that everybody sings. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bells and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Lift your light, let it shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let every voice be heard. Let there be peace on earth. I hear the sweetest sound, the sound of hope to come. Together we could bring goodwill to everyone. Let it start with you. Let it start with me. Let every nation rise and sing this melody. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bell and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be
peace on earth.
Lift your light and let it shine. Let it shine, 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 shine. Let every voice be heard. Let there be peace on earth. Oh, 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 yeah. Let there be
peace on earth.
Oh, 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 oh.
Shine, shine, shine.
Oh, 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 yeah. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bell and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace. Lift your light and let it shine. Let it shine.
Hallelujah. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me each and every day. Oh, hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And right now we are inviting our brothers and sisters all over the USA to the UK to come and stand with us in prayer. We're asking the mothers to stand with Mother Mitchell. We're asking those prophetesses to stand with Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. We're asking for the evangelist to stand, hallelujah, with Evangelist Michelle Scott and Evangelist Kathy Horton. We're asking for the apostles to stand, hallelujah, with Apostle Edwin Holloway and Apostle Zeta Flowers. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
we're asking for the ministers of God, the ministers of reconciliation, to stand with Minister Tina Brown as we go to the Lord in prayer. Because, see, here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, we pray expecting God to move.
Yeah.
See, here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, it is not a matter of or question of if it will be done, but when it will be done.
Amen.
Because we know that because we abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in us, we can go to him and talk up to him about anything. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done.
Yes.
And there was no ands, ifs, or buts in there about it. So we want you to just bow not only your head, but to bow your heart and place your focus on the King of Kings as Apostle Zeta Flowers takes us before him. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta.
All right. All right. God bless you, everyone. We're going to go into prayer at this time. I'm asking that everybody be prepared to go to the throne of grace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for how you have watched over us all week. And we thank you, Lord, for answered prayer on this week. We thank
thank you, Lord, for blessing us and making our the things that we have asked for. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord,
thank
that you
Jesus.
Have opened some doors and that you have blessed us with some
thank
things
you.
That we have need of. And we just praise
yeah.
you for it. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we
thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for how you take such good care of us. Praise our, praise your holy name. And Father God, we just lift up those that are sick and those that are shut in this morning that can't, hallelujah, listen to your word this morning. We pray, Lord, that somebody, hallelujah, will touch their hearts and see to it, Lord, that they hear from you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just praise you this morning, hallelujah, because you are so worthy of our praises,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes, sure.
Father God, we also lift up the new the president that's going out and the president that's coming in. We lift up the vice president. We lift up all the others that are in office, that are in authority as well. We pray, Lord, that you will, that they will allow you to lead and guide, hallelujah, that they will realize, hallelujah, some of them, that their own personal sinfulness and that they will, for your cleansing power, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, in this year and in our new year to come, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we lift up those that are in prison. We lift up those that are in jails and in the juvenile departments. We pray also for them, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way in Jesus' name, that somebody will come out saved in the name of Jesus. And we just look to you for all of the things, Lord, that are going on in the world, all of the things, Lord, that are happening. We pray for those, Lord, that are committing crimes, continuing to commit crimes. We pray for those, Lord, hallelujah, we pray that you will get their attention, hallelujah, those that are terrorizing, those that are continuing to do wickedness across the land. We pray, Lord, that you will take control over them in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
in Jesus' name. We pray that you would go into hospitals this morning, that you would touch the sick. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We pray, we lift up the health care workers all over the land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We come against that COVID-19. We come against that, Lord, the spreading of it. We pray, Lord, that you will take control in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that more and more people, hallelujah, will take the safety measures. In the name of Jesus, that they will
yes,
be mindful,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
in
Jesus.
Jesus' name, to protect not only themselves but others around them, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your help. We need your help. And then, Lord, we lift up our unsaved loved ones today. We ask, Lord, that you would draw them by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you will bring back the backsliders, hallelujah, they will have a mind, Lord, to want to come back to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And then we lift up ourselves, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be all that you have called us to be. Hallelujah,
yeah.
that you will help us to be prepared for our destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and use us for your will and glory. Oh, and especially coming into this new year, even more and more, Lord, hallelujah, that we will do the will, hallelujah, of your Father, that we will do what you would have us to do in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will be found serving you, God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just lift up the children all across the land, children that have been being abused. We pray that there will be a stop. Hallelujah, in that situation, the traffic offenders, those that are still working in that area, Lord, child trafficking, hallelujah, human trafficking, all of these things, we pray, Lord, that you would move in these situations in the name of Jesus, that there will be a change, hallelujah, coming into this new year. Praise God, and we just Thank you, hallelujah, because we know that you're going to help us. We know that you're going to lead and guide us. And, Lord, I pray for leaders all over, especially our spiritual leaders, Lord, that they will be in right standing themselves, hallelujah, that they will be able, hallelujah, to minister to the harvest that's coming in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because I believe that that there will be a mighty harvest. But, Lord, I pray, hallelujah, that we as leaders will be prepared in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will be able to meet the needs of those, hallelujah, not only spiritual needs, but other needs as well, some of their physical needs.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We pray that you would use us,
Lord,
hallelujah, in a mighty way, hallelujah, in healing,
Jesus.
And allowing people to know that they can be healed, hallelujah.
Yes,
we can
Lord.
Go to God for in any situation,
yes,
and
he
will move
in a
miraculous way. Hallelujah. We serve a miracle-working God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're expecting miracles in the name of Jesus. We're expecting changes. Hallelujah. We're expecting, hallelujah, new things, hallelujah, to happen.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
We lift up
Amen.
Spirit Alive Ministries this morning. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Every leader. Hallelujah. Everyone that is listening in this morning, hallelujah, all across the nation, in Jesus' name,
Lord.
We lift up Bishop Sherlene Cook, hallelujah, hallelujah, the one that you have appointed over Spirit Alive Ministries. We lift her up
Lord.
This morning. We ask, Lord, that
thank
you would continue
you,
to strengthen her, continue to use her in a mighty way.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for
thank
what
you
are doing, hallelujah. For what you're doing in this ministry, what you're doing, hallelujah, in the building of your kingdom, in Jesus' name. And we just
thank you
for it.
Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you would continue to move, hallelujah, this morning. The speaker, move upon the speaker, Lord, hallelujah. Let the speaker come forth, Lord, with anointing power in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and we
Jesus.
Pray that
hallelujah.
Someone will
hallelujah.
Accept you and be saved on this day.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That was all right. Amen.
Yeah.
I just want to pray
forever. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message, and we are going to be looking at two main passages of Scripture this morning that are found in the book of Romans, chapter 15, and we will look at verses 4 through 13. And then the second passage is found in Matthew chapter 3, and we'll be looking at the first 12 verses. So once again, that is Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 13, and then Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Oh, Most High, I come before your throne of grace once again, just thanking you for all you've done for me. Lord, I just thank you this morning that you have given me yet another opportunity to go out over the airwaves, Lord, and bless your people. Father, I pray that you completely remove me from self, step into my body of clay, and use me as a vessel of honor, so that your people, Lord God, might be edified, that the lost might be found, Father God. I just pray right now that your Shekinah glory will show forth. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, I do pray it all. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to once again say good morning, family of Zion. This morning, we will continue on our transformational journey into really opening ourselves to Christmas in a way that we will live Christmas each and every day. Because I don't know about you, but I am constantly looking for ways to get more Jesus into my diet. Hallelujah. Now, last week, we were reminded of the joy and the peace that comes when we open ourselves up to God. As his children, we are watchful because we know something better is coming. We know that Jesus is coming. Therefore, we understand the urgency of his priorities by walking in obedience to him and walking in love with his people. When we open ourselves to God's love, we also open ourselves to hope because our hope is in his son, Jesus.
Yes.
Now, during the Christmas season, it is so easy to get wrapped up in the gift buying and the tree decorating that we often forget that that same hope we celebrate in the birth of the Christ child is also the very same hope that eludes so many people during this time of the year, saved and unsaved. You see, for some, the drudgeries of real life through the Thanksgiving and Christmas season is anything but candy canes and gifts under the tree. For some, real life has taken all the hope out of this holiday season. Some may be feeling the loss of loved ones. Some have lost their jobs and been struggling since the coronavirus began, which I must say is being blamed for everything from fatigue to depression to work being at a standstill in government offices, banks, and anywhere they don't feel like doing their job right now. So needless to say, there are some who may be feeling the anxiety of what's to come instead of the joy of the season. For some, their real life situations have found themselves in hopeless times. But there is hope. So today I want to talk to us about really opening ourselves up to hope this Christmas. See, there is hope in the good news message. There is hope in the act of repentance. And there is hope when we turn to the one that created hope in the first place.
Yes.
Now, John Maxwell, in his book entitled Think on These Things, answered a question for us. And that question was, what does hope do for humankind? And he answered it by saying, hope shines brightest when the hour is darkest. Hope motivates us when discouragement comes. Hope energizes us when the body is tired. Hope sweetens us when bitterness bites. Hope sings when all the melodies are gone. Hope believes when all evidence is eliminated. Hope listens for answers when no one is talking. Hope climbs over obstacles when no one is helping. Hope endures hardship when no one is caring. Hope smiles confidently when no one is laughing. Hope reaches for answers when no one is asking. Hope presses towards victory when no one is encouraging. Hope dares to give when no one is sharing. Hope brings the victory when no one is winning. So, you see, when we open ourselves up to the real lives of others, when we open ourselves up to our lives and look at our lives realistically and look at where and who we are realistically, then we have the opportunity to truly open ourselves up to hope, and we can offer hope even in the most hopeless situations. Now, the first thing I want to talk to us about is hope comes through the good news story. I'm here to tell somebody this morning that one of the quickest ways to open ourselves up to hope is to open ourselves up to the Word of God. Here we go. That first passage of Scripture, Romans 15, verses 4 through 13. The Word of God reads as follows. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So, thanks to God, we will be the Gentiles. And what the Word of God is telling us here is that whatever things were written before were written for our learning, so that through the patience and the comfort of the Scripture, we may have hope. Hallelujah. We can have hope when we can trust, and when we trust and believe what the Word of God said. John the Baptist knew that repentance was also a key to everlasting hope, but he also knew that it had to be offered. Let's look at that second passage of Scripture, Matthew 3, 1 through 12. The Word of God declares, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, oh, generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Hallelujah. Tell the truth, John, and shame the devil.
Yeah.
First of all, John being out there in the desert was traditional for a Hebrew prophet. You see, John was very aware that time was running out. In his burning message, he had no time for peripheral matters. You see, he was not there to play charades, trivial pursuits. Nor was he prepared to just splash around like a child in the shallows. Because soon the sword of Herod's guard would flash and his tongue would lie silent in the grave. So John wasn't playing. He knew he had work to do and he had to get it done. And then he tells of some superficial people who came out to Jerusalem to see him. They're no different than the superficial people today. They were intrigued by this strange phenomenon of a wild man preaching repentance. They were fascinated by frivolous things such as his dress, his diet, and his fierce declamatory oratory. They wanted to interview him like they was Barbara Walters or somebody, and then tell all their friends about the experience. Who are you? They asked. John wasn't playing with them. John wasn't playing with them like we shouldn't play with people who try to exalt themselves higher than the Most High God now, or play with the people of God now. His answer was curt. He said, I am not the Christ. Are you Elijah? No. Then who are you? They persisted. You see, they had their doubts about who he was. But the message to their ears was ringing quite clear. It was saying, repent. John's message called people to repentance. One of the towering marks of this age seems to be the absence of guilt. Folks love to live in the sin that they're in. They love to justify the sin that they're in. They don't feel, they've done it for so long, they don't even feel guilty about it. They've done it so long that it feels like it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know. Now, for those who want to live holy with a twist, This is a wonderful thing that guilt has been dethroned. But for those of us that love the Lord, we see that as a real bad sign.
Yes.
Because the absence of guilt in today's society makes it very difficult to talk about repentance. For if nobody's feeling guilty, then nobody really feels the need to repent in the first place. But we need to know and understand this morning that true repentance produces hope. You know, for so many, the word repentance is a word that belongs to yesterday. It is equated with sackcloth and ashes and mourner's benches. You know, some see repentance as something that we do only if we get caught. But you see, beloved, repentance is so much more than simply blurting out, "I'm sorry," if you get caught cheating on your taxes, or you get caught cheating on your husband or wife, or you get caught gossiping, or you get caught stirring up the pot, or you get caught manipulating others so that you can get your way instead of allowing people to live God's way. And it also means more than simply turning over a new leaf. It ain't about turning over no new leaf. Repentance is like putting a clean page in the typewriter. Period. It's like taking a dirty sheet of paper and making it as clean can be. It gives you a feeling of freshness and of opportunity. That's what repentance does for a sincere heart. Because, see, not only are we remorseful that we've done what we've done, we have enough wisdom to ask God to allow His Spirit to stand up in us in a way that we will not keep repeating this same cycle over and over. Because if we're so busy getting hope for ourselves, how are we going to offer up hope to somebody else? See, John was offering repentance because he knew that the hope of Christ was coming, because only true repentance leads to true hope. It's a hope that offsets our reality, and it's a hope that comes from God and God alone. Let's look again at Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks to God, we need to be sharing this with everybody within earshot. We need to be sharing this with everybody we see. You know, our Avery Miller, he's a really neat author and speaker, said, "Hope is patiently waiting expectantly for the intangible to become reality." When you are a child of the living God, we offer a hope greater than our circumstances and any circumstances that anyone else may be going through this Christmas. Hallelujah. We have a hope that says that we can reach the unreachable. We can touch the untouchable. We can heal the broken. Hallelujah. We serve a God that can do all things but fail. We serve a God who is a God of hope. And the prophet Isaiah understood this hope when he wrote in the 9th chapter in the 6th verse, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I came to tell somebody this morning, the beautiful gift wrap package of hope is sitting at your feet right now. It's standing at your door right now. Have you untied the ribbons? Have you ripped off the paper and opened the box? Let me show you a little bit something about this great gift of hope. First of all, I want to tell you that life is just not worth living without it. See, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you this for myself. Hope keeps me going when no other motivator will, when mama can't do it, pastor can't do it, bishop can't do it, apostle can't do it. God, my motivator, Jesus, keeps me going. That hope keeps me going. That hope illuminates even the darkest way. I don't care how dark my way looks, I can still see the glimmers of hope because in that I see possibility. I don't care how bad the situation is. I'm not going to accentuate the negative. I'm going to praise God for the positive through it all. Hope tells me that there is another day ahead. There's a better day. Today might not be such a great day. Hallelujah. But the Lord has said that weeping endured for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now, I don't know how many mornings I got to live through to get through to the morning, but I know that eventually everything is going to be all right. Yeah. Hope tells me, hallelujah, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Even when I can't see no way. Hope tells me, girl, you better enjoy your life. And it doesn't matter what my circumstances are telling me. Girl, you better trust in God and kick back and take it easy. See, because I'm going to tell you this one thing I have. I have an unwavering hope of eternal life. That's stability. I have hope of a life filled with purpose. That's responsibility. And I have hope of fulfilling relationships. So that's accountability. Hope fills my life with beauty. It tells me that I will have my needs met. Oh, hallelujah. Hope alleviates all my worry. It alleviates the fear. It alleviates the doubt. When God says, and I shall supply all of your needs, not according to what my mind can think, not according to what I can perceive, but according to his riches and glory. If you can't have hope through that, ain't no hope for you. See, I love it when the world tells me, all is lost. Yeah, right. You know why I love it? It comforts my soul with peace when they tell me that, because I know that hope is not dead, because I know that Jesus is alive and well and still on the throne. Now, so all is not lost. Hope is made possible because of God's grace. And the word declares hope in him will never disappoint. In Jeremiah 17:7, we are told that blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and their confidence. So we see that the Lord alone is our hope and confidence. The word does not say that hope and confidence are found in the things that we have, the people that we know, or what we know or can do in our own strength, but it is in God alone. God tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-12, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. When we get in that word, we know that we can just go, look, hope springs eternal. When we know that God has nothing but good plans for his children. Hope springs eternal. When we know that whatever the plans are, we're not going to miss the memo. Now, I want us to understand, bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
But although bad things happen to good people, It's because we live in a sin-sick world. But then you got to have hope some more, because even God uses that for our good.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know and understand that we have to just open ourselves up to God's word. We have to open ourselves up to prayer. We have to open ourselves up to seeing the good. Don't talk about I didn't have this and I didn't have it. No, and then but the Lord is good. No. Start out, the Lord is good. You know. And then on the last thing I'm going to leave you with, and I want to ask you this question. I want us to think about, how will our worship lead to our witness? The Word of God says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with the meekness of fear. So one way we open ourselves up to Christ and we honor Christ is that we allow him, and we allow him to be the Lord of our life, is by always being ready to give an answer when someone asks us about our hope. We will be ready to tell others that we will be ready to tell others about why we're hopeful when our focus is not on our own attitudes and feelings, but when our focus is always on the object of our hope, King Jesus, because he is what we always want to share. Not our agendas, not our opinions, not our causes. I don't care, no matter how noble, not our plans. But we must share Jesus. So how do we prepare for this? How do we really get into it? Well, I just want you to know that acts of trust result in enough hope to keep some and give the rest away, child. See, what we have to do, work on as saints, is we read the word, but we got to believe the word. See, we need to start focusing on why we are confident in the Lord to take care of us, whether we are in a pause mode or we're in a go season. It doesn't make any difference. We gain more trust when we place our confidence in the Lord. Sometimes people think if we're not going at warp speed, then God isn't using us. Sometimes God needs us to sit still so he can do a work in us. Maybe he needs to heal our bodies. Maybe there's some paperwork that is being processed elsewhere that he has to get some other people's mindset right. Who knows? We need to take the time to gaze into our future. What plans does God have for you? What purpose are you designed for? Don't be looking around at the next man, looking at what they're doing. Although it may look good, it may give God glory, it may give God honor, and it may give God praise. But if that is not what God wants you to be doing, you should not be trying to do it. Because when you do that, you keep God from telling you. You are not listening to God while he's telling you what you should be doing.
Yes.
And we have been hearing this from Apostle Holloway for months now. We need to get ready. Yes. We need to ask ourselves, what do we need to do to be equipped to give others an explanation of our hope? Well, for some of us, it's getting some hope for ourselves. For others of us, it might be just getting a little more confidence to speak out. For others of us, we might need to write down and tighten up our testimony. Because, see, we need to know and understand, like John, we might not have a lot of time. So we don't have time for around-the-way stories. We don't have time to be sugarcoating. We don't have time to be playing, guess what I'm trying to say? We have to go in there, get to the point, hallelujah, do our Father's business, and let him take over. Because when we start trusting God, when we start trusting God to do a work in us, and trusting the work that God is doing in us, hallelujah, our confidence level goes up. We're ready to give hope away. You know, and we're ready to give hope away, especially to those who look like they've lost their way. You know. So what we want to do is we want to tell them about the hope that lives inside of us. We need to fan the flames of hope when it starts to waver. So I ask you, how will you pass the torch today? There's always enough hope to go around. There's never a shortage. As a matter of fact, you can create some more. You can share yours with somebody who feels hopeless. Now, some say hope floats. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I do know this. Hope multiplies. See, thanks to God, what we need to do, look, what am I saying in a nutshell? What we need to do is truly open ourselves up to hope, the hope of Christmas, by forever praising the Prince of Peace. Let us forever honor our High Priest of holiness and hope by living a life that is pleasing to him every day and not just during the Christmas season. Let us forever glorify and thank Father God for his indescribable gift that came to be our propitiation. He came to be our reconciler. He came to be our redeemer and our restorer. Let us forever lift up the Lord of love, life, and liberty, who has given us the gift of his Spirit that teaches us how to walk in love as we live out our lives in victory. Let us rejoice in our righteous judge and king who is coming back for us, because he has prepared a place for us to live eternally with him in heaven. And then when someone asks us why we're celebrating Christmas, let us be open enough to tell them that we celebrate because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For this is the true meaning of Christmas in a nutshell. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
We need to open ourselves up into receiving hope and to sharing hope this Christmas. And not just through the Christmas season, but every day of the year. As we leave this place, I pray that we open ourselves up to God. And we look at ourselves and our reality. And we open ourselves up to the hope that Jesus brings. And then may we turn around and open ourselves to others so that they might have hope. The angel of the Lord said, "Fear not, for I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Well, this is the time that we celebrate the Christmas season. This is the time that we just say glory to God in the highest. We just want to say, Lord, we thank you not just for what you do, but for all that you encompassed when you came, when you donned your flesh and you became Son of God and man. So we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to pray that this Christmas season, Lord, and every day, that we would just open ourselves more and more to the hope, Lord God, that only you bring. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray that you heard something on this morning that blessed you. But now we're coming to my most favorite part of the service, and that's where when the mighty saints of God touch and agree. And that's any of you that happen to be sitting up in here. So if you would like to put your praise on it, if you would like to offer some hope this morning, kindly press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But hallelujah, glory to God, we have a lot of family up in here this morning, and we just want to now give you an opportunity to put your praise on it. So we're going to start this morning with Mother Mitchell.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. I just give thanks. This is such a thank you, the messenger and the message, because this was a holy and righteous message. I want to tell you, and it's so much to it, I don't even know where to start. But hope does bring internal in us, and it should. And the object is of our hope should always be Christ Jesus, because he died on the cross so we wouldn't have to. So I just thank him. You just have so much to thank him for teaching us that we should repent. And repent don't say, you know, we throw up a prayer and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. No, it means a 360 turn, and he don't have to ever think about you and repenting from that again. Now, because we are human, we will do some other sin again, because it's just in us, called we filthy rags. That's what we came here as. But
Amen.
The harder we work toward being with Jesus, the less we sin, and the more we do what Jesus asks us to do, and the less we do what the world would like to see us do. The world and old
Amen.
Would like
Thank
to see
you.
Us fall on our faces. But we don't do that, because we have a God who has done all for us. He couldn't do any more for us. He gave his only begotten son.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That we call Christmas Day. And we just thank you, Lord, that you gave
thank you,
him
Lord.
For us, and that we can turn to him anytime we want to, and he's there for us. And he will forgive us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because he is truly nothing but pure love. And I could
say, Amen. Thank you.
But I'm going to stop here
and
let somebody else say some more. But thank you, Bishop, for letting me say these few words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes I don't always say what I
want to
say.
That's all right, Mother. We'll get back there. Let's move on. Hallelujah.
I know that. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. All right, Evangelist Kathy Horton, come on in the room, precious one.
God bless you all. Bishop, you thoroughly went through this. I don't know what, I'm like, Mother, I don't know what to say or where to begin, because you did such a thorough job. All I can do is reiterate what you already said.
Yes.
It was just beautiful. See, this season, you know, we think about hope, but it doesn't stop and start here. It continues on as long as you believe. See, God knew man was going to need hope. That's why he sent his son, Jesus, whereas we will have hope. So right now, whatever you're going through, okay, how dark it looks, there is hope, and that hope is for you. See, God don't do things in vain. He has a reason and a purpose for this. And the reason and purpose is you. Those who you're listening, the hope
that's
is
good,
for
dude.
You. Right, not tomorrow, but right now. So if things are not going right, if it's looking dark, there is hope. There's somebody out there who's considering suicide. Don't do it. There is hope.
That's right. Come on, sis.
That's
what I'm saying.
Eternal. Come on now. There is hope. Just go to God. For she was telling me already, if you repent, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth and believe that Jesus is Lord, right now you have hope. Because he is your source, and he has a way for you. Not tomorrow, but right now.
Today,
so just
right
believe
now.
Right now, because your answer is here right now, because we
right
have
now.
Hope in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Love you all. Be blessed.
Love you too, Sister Kathy. Oh, I just love my family. I don't mind saying so. you know, I don't care. I don't. I beam. I do all that stuff because I'm inspired by them. They also shine forth hope. And the most important thing is I do get to live Christmas every day because of all of them. I think they're just some of the most beautiful gifts that God could bless anybody with. So I just praise God for them, each and every one of them. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the Holloway camp right now. We're going down to the compound in Arizona where the apostles and prophets sit. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I just thank God for the word today, Bishop Cook. And all I can think is that Jesus is our only hope. We have hope in Jesus for everything, every need. And I just thank God for that word of hope today. Thank you. Here's Apostle.
God bless you, ma'am.
We give God praise and glory and honor this morning, and we thank God for the message and the messenger. We thank God for God sending us hope. We have an eternal hope. If we stub our toe, we've got hope that there's a chance. We have a chance to be reconciled back to God. All we got to do is repent, but there's more to it. We have to be godly sorry. We have to be godly sorry.
Say,
I repent. Lord, I repent, and that's it. And it's not in my heart. I just want a surface kind of repentance. No, you got to be godly sorry. It's got to be in your heart, and you got to turn, like it was
that's
said.
Good, Apostle. That's good.
360
Amen,
degrees. We got to turn. We got to turn from that thing and not go back to it or anything else.
Amen.
We
got to
completely give up. We got to give up and turn from everything that's not of God. And not just one thing, and then there's something else going to come along.
No,
we
got to get rid of it all.
We got to give it all up.
That's
we
right. Amen, Apostle. That's right.
In the name
yes,
of
sir.
Jesus, God. Amen. We
got
to give it all
I love
up
my
so
family.
That God, we can be washed in the blood.
Oh,
of
that's right.
That was
all
slain
right now.
Before the foundation of the world so that we can walk, so we can, our light can shine, that others might see.
Yes.
We are walking epistles, read of men.
That's right.
How can we, if we lost the hope and we walking in sin ourselves, we can't tell nobody anything.
We can't tell nobody anything.
We got to first get it right. Once we get it right, the hope will shine.
Yeah.
That's right, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle.
All right.
Love
back in your hands.
Okay. Amen. I'm here. Hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle.
Yes, Bishop. Thanks for that wonderful message. If we all had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. We couldn't thank him enough. It's the joy and the peace that comes when we open up ourselves to Jesus and repent and give back. You asked the question, what would we give? I would lead by example, continue to live my life right so that others could see and just lead by example. And when we repent, it's the cleansing of ourselves, and see, God already knows everything, and because he sees all and knows all, so the repenting is us just coming to God in spirit and in truth and just telling it to him, having a total recall. And sometimes we may forget, so in that repentance we need to just say, Lord, if I forgot anything, you know it all. God He knows it all. He just wants to see if we're going to say it all. Because sometimes, you know, we can tend
That's
to leave
good,
things
Michelle.
Out.
Yeah.
You know, we can leave some things out. So God just sitting there just like, okay, are you going to tell it all? Are you going to tell it all? Or are you going to apologize? You know, you're going to say
on,
just
girl.
A little bit. So God just wants us to have a total recall in this repentance because, like Apostle Holloway said, we can't just come halfway, you know. When we come
yeah.
to repent, we gotta come. Or we gotta come full circle, you know. We can't come
yeah.
halfway with it. So the best gift yeah. we can give God is of ourselves, and share Him mm-hmm. with others. So thank you so much, Apostle. I love you all so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. All right, Apostle Zeta, come on into the room, and I'm still calling for any of
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. That was a beautiful message, and I enjoyed all the comments that were made by each person. It's just a blessing, and I you started out talking about John's message, shared a little bit on John's message and what he came to do, and he said, I am not the light, but I came to bear the light. And he came to introduce Jesus Christ, praise God. But he also
yeah.
let it be known that we needed to repent. Amen. And that really stood out. When hope is instilled, we can see our way out of any situation, circumstance, no matter what it looks like, as others have said. We can be in crisis situations, but if we have already been instilled with that hope, then we know that things are going to change. Things are not going to stay the same, that they will change, that we will come out of the situations or whatever it is that we need God to do in our lives. We can have that hope that He is going to do it, and that comes with trust. We must truly trust Him. We can't be just saying, I trust the Lord, and then when something happens, then, you know, we're wondering why it happened, and then we're feeling like there is no hope. But when hope is really instilled in us, then we can take that, what we know, and instill that hope into somebody else to let them really know that no matter what's going on, there is hope. Praise God.
Yes.
There is an expectant end. Praise God.
Yes.
And I say that's great hope. You know, when we can
yes,
know what the end is going to be, that's great hope. We
that's
have that
true
to
hope.
Look forward
yes.
to. Praise God.
Amen.
And then we can let others know. Praise God. Like Bishop Charlene has said through the week and also this morning, John 3:16 tells it all. About what He came
yes.
to do. We can let others
yes.
know that. Or just be reminded of it, our own selves. You know,
yes.
What He really came to do. And so we must believe God. We must know and believe His word. And we need to stand up on His word. And when we
yes.
stand on His word, then we are stable. That means we're stable. And if we're walking stable, we can help somebody else. We can instill hope. They can see the light in us because Jesus is the light, and He's living in us. It needs to show forth through us. People,
yes.
people, when they see us, they should know, hallelujah, right away that we're different. Amen.
Amen.
So trusting God, believing in God is the key. Praise God. And we know that good people suffer from some bad situations. Praise God.
Yes.
But if we are rooted and grounded in hope, then we can continue on, even though we may be going through something ourselves, and reach out and be able to help another and instill hope in them that they also may know that they have a purpose. Praise God. And,
Amen.
And according to Jeremiah 29:11, it lets us know that. Praise God.
Yes,
so we can
amen.
Tell others about our own experiences.
Thank
our
you,
hope
Jesus.
In Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that will
Hallelujah.
Help others to know that they too can have all of the rights, hallelujah, that everybody else has that's walking upright before God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can share our faith, our hope this Christmas season. But let me tell you something. When I say when we really open ourselves up to the love of God, when we open ourselves up to the life of God, the character of God, hallelujah, the convictions of God, when we begin to truly examine ourselves and then we begin to love as God loves, hallelujah, we will then truly have we will have that hope, a strong, unwavering hope every day of the year. We will have a strong, unwavering love every day of the year.
Amen.
We will live Christmas every day of the year. But right now, I'm just being led to because, like I said, the holiday season is not always a joyous time for people, and bad things do happen to good people. They do. They are suffering. And they are afraid, and they are brokenhearted this holiday season. And because of that, they are missing the true joy of the one who loves them most and who is standing at the ready to bless them and to heal them and to provide for them and to sustain them. So right now, family of God, we are just going to take a few moments as we still continue to look for others who might want to add a praise. We are just going to take a moment, and we're just going to pray for all of those who might not be so joyous this Christmas season. So most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne once again. Lord, we come now with praises on our lips because we know that as we pray to you, you hear us, Lord God. You said in your holy word that you have given us hope, and our hope is in you. And that when our hope is in you, Father God, we can have the confidence in knowing that it shall come to pass. Now, Lord, we just come humbly before your throne, lifting up every broken soul, every broken spirit to you this morning, Lord. We come lifting up, Father God, those who are bereaved, those who have lost a husband, a wife, a cousin, a friend, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father. Lord, I pray right now that they would allow that your Holy Spirit minister unto them. Because you told us, Father God, that we have a comforter. And Lord, I just pray that they would look to you for understanding, and they would understand that to be absent of the body is to be present with you if they had a relationship with you. But Lord God, if they did not have a relationship, let it serve as a challenge to those who remain to seek you out and find you and begin their own relationship with you before it's too late. Lord God, we come praying against those today who are lonely, who are depressed, who are oppressed, feeling as though they are less, feeling alone, feeling lost, Father God, feeling unloved, unwanted, and unattended to. Father God, we know that you, hallelujah, have the power to minister to their every need. So, Lord, we just come as a family, just praying in the name of Jesus that you would touch with your miraculous healing hand, Lord. Lord, touch in a way that they won't give up, they won't give out, they won't give in, that they will place their hope in you, O God, and allow you to bring them out, that they would place their trust in your holy word, Father God, and believe what it says. Lord, we just pray right now for all of those who stand in the need of finances or who stand in the need of food, who stand in the need of housing, of jobs, whatever the need is, Lord God, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you have the power to provide it, not according to what we think, but according to your riches and glory, Father God.
And you have said, Father God, for those of us that love you and call you Abba, Father, that you would never see the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for all of those who are afraid because of what's going on in our White House right now. Lord, remind them that you are the great I am, that the government set up on your shoulders, and that you are wonderful. You are mighty God. You are our counselor. So we do not have to be dismayed because of what our ears hear and our eyes see. We only need to look for you. We only need to hear a word from you, Father God, to know that everything is going to be all right. Because, Lord God, we know and we declare and we decree, even though we may die in you, yet shall we live, Lord God. So we want to present this hope to all the world, Lord. I thank you for the Spirit Alive family, Lord God. I thank you for Mother Mitchell. I thank you for Apostle Holloway. I thank you for Prophetess Holloway. I thank you for my beautiful sister, Evangelist Kathy. I thank you for my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle. I thank you for Missionary Diane. I thank you for Apostle Zeta, Lord God. I thank you for Minister Tina. I thank you for every person on the Spirit of Life, in the Spirit of Life family, God. Bless Lester and Vanessa, Father God. Bless Pastor Jeffrey, O God. Bless Dr. Sylvester Henderson, O God. Bless his concert on this afternoon, Lord. And may he have a wonderful turnout, Lord God. Let the technology all work beautifully, Lord, so that he can sing, that the choir can sing your holy praises. We just want to thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you have done, and everything that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray it all. Amen and amen. If there will be nothing else, we will now have the benediction from Mother Mitchell, and I will dismiss you.
Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope, through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Let the Church of God say amen. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This has been Bishop Shalene Cook with the Spirit of the Beautiful Spirit Alive family. Hallelujah. In the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle and Prophetess Holloway, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Minister Tina Brown, Missionary Diane Williams, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and that you would just really open yourselves up to the Lord this week and every day. So from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow for Taking It to the Streets when our special guest speaker will be Apostle J. Leon Travis. We are just really going to be talking more in depth about unwrapping this gift called Jesus. Hallelujah. So we pray that you'll come out and just fellowship with us all week long, because we truly do have something for everyone. So we are just so blessed that you came. Be blessed. Have a glorious week. And from our house to your house, be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go and please.
God bless you.
And God bless you. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Love you.
God
bless you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless you all. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.